pro-Palestine protesters deface Los Angeles Veterans Cemetery with Nazi symbols. The Los Angeles National Cemetery was vandalized January 6 by a large group of pro-Palestinian protesters who painted Free Gaza and Nazi symbols on walls surrounding the resting place of thousands of war veterans. The protesters also shut down Wilshire Boulevard between the I-405 freeway and Glendon Avenue in the Westwood area during the afternoon event, according to news reports. Several demonstrators used green spray paint to write Free Gaza and Intifada along the cemetery's walls in reference to the ongoing conflict between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas. Intifada is a term used by some Palestinians to encourage violence against Israelis, Jews, and institutions that support Israel, according to the American Jewish Committee, a global advocacy organization for Jewish people worldwide. The protesters also painted a red triangle on the walls, a symbol once used by Nazis to designate political prisoners. In Nazi concentration camps during World War II, Nazis designated Jewish people by making them wear yellow triangles in the shape of the Star of David, but one of the triangles could be another color to mark them as an additional type of prisoner. Videos of the protesters showed them chanting, "Long live Palestine, Biden, you're a liar. We demand a ceasefire, and, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free," which is a reference to the elimination of Israel from the region. Some knelt in the street bowing for Islamic prayers. The National Cemetery, located on Sepulveda Boulevard, is operated by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and is the final resting place for over 80,000 veterans of World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and other wars, and their loved ones. U.S. Representative Brad Sherman, who represents the area around the National Cemetery, said the vandalism was more proof that the people who hate also hate America. "Here at the Los Angeles National Cemetery in my district, they deface a cemetery for those who gave their lives to end slavery and protect the world from fascism," Mr. Sherman posted on X January 7. The Los Angeles Sheriff's Department and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs did not respond to requests for comment about the protest or to provide information about whether anyone was arrested during the event.